For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Some higher education leaders across Kentucky will meet next week to discuss ways technology can help them reduce costs associated with facilities and scheduling. It's an issue that's become important to higher education as budgets have tightened and energy costs have increased. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
It's a story about effective use of existing facilities and energy conservation in higher education. Dr. Tony Honeycutt is the provost of Somerset Community College.
Well, I believe that we should always be looking for ways to increase efficiency and effectiveness of our programs, and that really includes the entire college. One of the ways that we're attempting to do that is through the use of technology in a lot of different areas, but one of those in the meeting you're speaking about involving the technology to do a better job in academic scheduling and to be able to forecast for us what the needs of our students are in a more efficient and effective manner.
Dr. Honeycutt says software developed by Ad Astra Information Systems will be the topic of discussion at a statewide meeting to be held April 24th and 25th in Versailles, Kentucky. He says he looks forward to the discussion on best practices.
One of the real benefits from this, from our standpoint, has been in some of these meetings where we're able to talk with other college and university representatives, and they're talking about things, the best practices approach, I guess. They're talking about ways that they have been able to reduce scheduling or reduce cost in their scheduling and delivery of some of the classes. And that gives us ideas and ways to incorporate that same type of technology into our operation at Somerset.
In the past 3 years, Western Kentucky University has saved more than $345,000 during summer school by consolidating classes and temporarily shutting buildings that weren't as energy efficient. Dr. Honeycutt says savings have also been impressive at Somerset Community College.
For example, in the summertime, when you're talking about reducing that, we have been able, last year, we were not able to utilize this technology fully because we were still bringing some parts of it online. But we were able to close a couple of buildings on one of our campuses in the summertime, basically because we were able to move classes that we had scheduled in those buildings into another building, and therefore we did not have any classes in those two buildings, and we were able to basically shut those buildings down, which, we were not cooling those buildings to the same rate that we would have if we'd had students and faculty and staff in them. And therefore, we did realize some savings from that standpoint.
And the provost from Somerset Community College says that approach can save energy and can help to reduce costs during tough budgetary times.
We all know how the budgets are going. We're trying to do more with less in a lot of cases, and it is a lot more important now for us to be able to cut back where we can. It's not only in the energy savings, the example with the two buildings, it's not just the energy savings, but also our maintenance and operations staff did not have to maintain, they weren't cleaning those buildings every day, and that freed them up to do some other things. And so really, a lot of the savings from some of this is generated in multiple ways. It's not just that we save on some of our electricity cost.
Dr. Tony Honeycutt is the provost of Somerset Community College. That statewide summit will draw more than 80 education leaders from across the state next week. It will be held April 24th and 25th at the offices of the Kentucky Community and Technical College System in Versailles. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.